This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The latest round of contract talks between Boston Public Schools and the Teachers Union have hit yet another impasse. As WBUR's Dolores Handy reports, the future of negotiations, which have dragged on for nearly 2 years, may now rest in the hands of a state-appointed mediator.
It all came down to a final few days of talks, culminating with a marathon 15-and-a-half-hour overnight session that ended early yesterday. The proposal from the Boston Teachers Union called for an 11% pay increase over 5 years. The city's schools department said that would cost more than $180 million. Superintendent Carol Johnson says the district had increased its offer to an 8% pay hike over that same period, costing $124 million.
Unfortunately, throughout this entire process, we continued to be bogged down with trying to find enough resources. We really could not reach closure on an agreement that really would have signaled a real breakthrough.
Richard Stuttman, president of the Boston Teachers Union, says a key stumbling block was the school department proposal extending the school day for elementary and middle schools by 45 minutes. While it included an additional $2,200 per teacher per year to cover the extra time, Stuttman says the proposal was insulting.
They wanted us to work an extra 45 minutes for $13 every day. And many of us pay babysitters $12 to $15 an hour. So to work for $13 and pay out $12 to $15 would be a foolish thing for us to do.
It will now be up to a state mediator to help the Boston Schools Department hammer out a new contract with the Boston Teachers Union. Stuttman says he expects mediation to start as soon as possible, probably in a week or so, and it could take up to a year or two. Teachers are still working under the contract that expired in August 2010. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.